Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio that is broadcasting via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz. We are also streaming our shows via our website, rae.com.ar. And you can also check out our YouTube channel for more RAE content in 8 languages. RAE Argentina to the World. I am Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this weekly edition of the English language program of RAE, which remains a weekly program for the time being because of the coronavirus pandemic. You know, up until this crazy 2020 began, our shows were Mondays or Fridays, but ever since March, when the Argentine government declared the quarantine, the lockdown, many stations integrating the national radio network had moved into a remote mode for their broadcasts, and RAE is one of those stations. We started producing content from home, and that's why we started doing this weekly shows rather than our Mondays through Friday shows. And that's why you may be listening to this show in a few days after it was recorded here in Buenos Aires, in my home studio in the neighborhood of Montserrat. Oh boy, do I miss going to the station on my Pool 555 and doing the show from our studio, our beautiful studio in the historic building of Radio Nacional. But well, it doesn't matter. RAE is still there around the world, bringing you the latest from Argentina, music, culture, and more content. This month we are marking 100 years since the first broadcast in Argentina, the historic landmark achieved by the so-called Locos de la Azotea, the rooftop madmen, a group of radio enthusiasts that carried out the first radio broadcast in this country back in August 27, 1920. They climbed to the rooftop of the Teatro Coliseo and they broadcast Parsifal, you know, the Wagner, the Richard Wagner opera. And that was the first broadcast. Enrique Telemaco Susini, who was the leader of that group, used the microphone and presented the broadcast in what was the first radio show ever to be aired in this country, even though very few people back then owned a radio receiver. But this landmark is going to be remembered throughout this month as the centennial of radio in Argentina, and RAE, of course, is going to be celebrating that. And one of the many ways to celebrate that is issuing a special QSL card, the 100 Years of Radio QSL card, that we invite you to get by sending us a reception report to qslrae@gmail.com. Send us your reception report this month of August, and you'll receive this special centennial QSL card that we just issued. So I repeat, qslrae@gmail.com is the email address to send your reception reports and get this special anniversary QSL digital card. On today's program, we'll have a talk with an Argentine in Spain about the ongoing situation there, the ongoing COVID-19 situation there. Europe seems to be coming out, or seems to have come out of the worst of the pandemic, and people are going on holiday, or at least That's what it seems like from here in Argentina, which conversely is going through the worst stage of the pandemic. And we'll be talking to an Argentine in Spain about this, and we'll also have an overview of the latest news stories. This is RAI, Argentina to the World in English. I'm Fernando Farias, and here we go. And the most important story this week is the accord that the government of Argentina reached with foreign bondholders, foreign creditors, on debt topping $66 billion. These are obligations, financial obligations that Argentina had to pay in May and failed to do so. So the country entered into a default, but fortunately it was short-lived, because after a few months of negotiations, most experts have been pointing out that negotiations like this take much longer. But in the context of the pandemic, things accelerated and an accord was announced on the deadline of August the 4th. In the wee hours of this past Tuesday, the government confirmed it had reached an accord with the most important bondholders, including BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset manager, for, as I said, $66 billion. They agreed on a value of 54.8 cents to every owed dollar, and the Argentine bonds in the New York stock market in Wall Street went up 8% with the announcement of this agreement. Some expiration dates were brought forward for some bonds due to expire in July. They will be paid in March. And another expiration date of September 2021 was brought forward to July 2021. These are some of the latest details emerging from the accord that, according to some media reports, for a couple of days seemed not possible. Basically, it looked like the negotiations with the bondholders, with the foreign creditors, were going to collapse, but an agreement was reached, and this has been celebrated by everybody, or by most important players here in Argentina, both in the government, including the president Alberto Fernandez, and most of the opposition express some joy or celebrated basically this agreement. And this is the main story this week. Argentina now moves to another negotiation that is going to be hard also, and importantly, and also very important, which is a negotiation with the IMF on another debt on $44 billion. Let's see how that goes on. Here are other news of this week. COVID-19 in Argentina tops 4,000 dead and 200,000 cases. Meanwhile, work began at the Buenos Aires Military Hospital to test one of the vaccine candidates developed by Pfizer. The local head of the project, Dr. Fernando Polak, informed that 25,000 volunteers have signed up already to test this vaccine, albeit only 4,000 will be summoned to take it. In other news, the U.S. Department of State has issued this week an advice to American citizens not to visit Argentina due to the COVID-19 pandemic. the Brazilian Council a project to expropriate grains exporting company. Alberto Fernandez confirmed rolling back a decree to take control of Vicentin, a farming company going through financial troubles that owes a considerable sum of money to the state-run Banco Nación. The move to intervene its board and maybe expropriate it triggered protests across the country amid fears of reigniting the conflict between Peronist governments and the rural sector. Former President Macri travels to France amid the pandemic. The 2015-2019 former head of state took criticism for spending his quarantine staying in a fancy Paris hotel, but his entourage says he's on his way to Switzerland for a commitment with FIFA, the world's soccer governing body, of which Mr. Macri is a vice president. And speaking of football, professional football teams will resume training on August the 10th. The federal government authorized a sanitary protocol heeding to the demands of several coaches and institutions. However, there are no certainties yet about when games, even without an audience, will be allowed to resume. An Air Force pilot test flying a fighter plane in southern Cordoba dies. 34-year Captain Gonzalo Britos Venturini pulled the eject lever of his Fighting Hawk aircraft for reasons still unknown, and apparently his parachute didn't open at enough height. And these were the news on RAE Argentina to the world. Okay, folks, we're going to do something we haven't done for some weeks, which is talking to Argentines living around the world about how they are experiencing this very strange 2020. Basically, how they're dealing with the pandemic, what's the COVID-19 pandemic situation in the country. And today we're going to get in touch with a very important country for Argentines, Spain. This is the place where one of the biggest communities of Argentines live outside Argentina. And I have down the line Rodrigo López. He's an account executive for a multinational software company. He lives in the outskirts of Madrid. He's currently in Albalate de Sorita, which is outside Madrid, about, I think, 100 kilometers from Madrid. And, well, we're going to talk to him now about the situation in Spain now, early August 2020. Hello, Rodrigo. Thank you for this.
Hello, Fernando. How are you? Hello, everybody. Well, nice to participate.
Thank you, thank you. And well, what's the situation? Is the worst over in Spain now? Basically, the country caught the headlines at the beginning of the pandemic. That's to say, March and April, and we were receiving here in Argentina with concern. We were learning of those terrifying figures of 700, 800 dead per day. But now the worst seems to be over. Am I correct?
The perception is that, yes, in terms of the numbers and how the crisis is progressing, but still there is some concern in the government because people is relaxing too much, and that are turning over the situation. So there is a little bit of concern because, you know, people is not fully following all the advices, and that is affecting some areas of the country. So that's the real situation. So we can say that the worst was over, but there is some concern that we can go back if the people don't take the right advice and take care of themselves and the relatives.
Yeah, understood. But the pictures that we can see here arriving from Spain and Europe in general in the middle of the summer is that people are basically leading a normal life. They go out. They do things that now in Argentina, especially in Buenos Aires, seem unthinkable, like going out dining, going to the beach, going on holidays, walking around the city without wearing face masks, using public, well, basically practically normal life. But my question, my doubt is because people try to convince themselves that this is over, or because there is actually fewer people getting infected?
No, the reality is that the numbers were decreasing in the last months, because we were, you know, in the quarantine for a long period, as you know, as you mentioned, and the government take the right decisions, giving the communities the right to decide when they go forward, or when they need to stay on in the previous phase, or so they are acting as the each community needs. So you know, Spain is different from Argentina, because we are very distributed. So there are a lot of small towns, a lot of small cities. So the situation in each place is quite different from the big cities. So when the quarantine was over, the places most affected were Barcelona, so the big city where people take more contact with each other. But when the holidays arrived, this moved to to the holidays places where people now is moving to take their vacation. So the reality is that the normal life is there. People is conscious about the problem. They are taking care, and they are using them, the mask and cleaning themselves when they go outside, etc. But the problem is that you cannot control the mass. And what you are seeing in the television probably is what I was mentioning before. So the people is concerned, because not all the people is taking these advices and the restriction as they should, and that is the concern that we have, because we are seeing the same. So we are seeing like people is having holidays like a normal life, and the truth is that we still have some risk to go back. So there are some, I don't know how to say in English, but rebrotes. So there are some
fresh outbreaks.
So That's is because young people is going to parties. They don't care too much about the restrictions, and that is increasing the number of people who is contagiado.
That caught the virus. Yeah, infected.
Yeah, infected. So that's what's going on. So yeah, in reality is small towns, small cities are going back to normal life, and holidays places are more risky. They are having normal vacations, but there are some concerns if they don't pay attention that could affect the situation again.
Understood.
So that's the reality.
Understood. Well, speaking about the future, what about schools? I know that you have two young daughters, and I believe that schools close in Spain, as in most of Europe, back in March. They haven't opened since. Well, now you're in the middle of the summer recess, but are schools going to reopen next month in Spain? Do you know this?
Yes, that's another complicated situation. Still, there is not a 100% decision to make it about this. Everything goes in the direction that the schools will open for kids, and they are taking the precautions to prepare everything, prepare the rooms and the places. So they are increasing the number of teachers to have more classes, so less children in each class for to respect the distance between each other.
Yes.
So they are taking all these points in care, but there is no 100% decisions taken yet. So we don't know if they will start or if this will be delayed.
Well, Rodrigo, I always end these short conversations with Argentines around the world, asking them about themselves. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you leave Argentina?
Oh, so this is almost 20 years ago. So when before the 2001 crisis, I moved to Spain because I'm a son of Spanish parents. So I decided to move to look for another experience, and I remain here.
And what about the rest of your family? Do you keep in touch with them, with friends and family back in Argentina?
Yes, every time I can. So still I have a brother there, and my wife's family is still there. So we travel every time we have the possibility, and also we keep in touch with friends like you and other friends that I have. So yeah, so every time we can, we try to keep the contact because we still are Argentinians and we need to be in contact with our people. But is with the time, this is more complicated.
Of course, of course.
Every year.
How they're hanging in your relatives here in Argentina? We are going through the worst moments of the pandemic. Are they all okay?
Yeah, everybody is okay, but I'm concerned about my brother because he need to work in the streets, and there is no options for him to remain at home. So that's a risky situation. But he's taking care, so I think that everything will be okay. So I wish also the same for everybody there. Take care. This is not a joke. We saw a lot of people. And I know a lot of people that was affected by this, so I recommend to follow what the government is saying. No matter if you are blue, red, or yellow, you need to follow what the government is saying because is what we have to do if we want to recover soon.
Okay, that was Rodrigo López, an account executive for a multinational software company who lives in Spain. He's in Albalate Zorita in the Madrid area, talking to Rai Argentina to the world. Thank you very much, Rodrigo.
Thank you, Fernando, and take care, everybody.
All the best to you. This is the English language program of RAI Argentina to the world that you can listen on WRMI on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz on the short waves and also via internet on rai.com.ar. Let us listen now a little bit of music. This is a sample. We're going to be offering you a sample of a cycle that we launched this year, and it's available as a podcast on our website, which is called Argentine Music to Enjoy during the Lockdown. We basically present a playlist, 5 to 10 songs every week, around a subject like new tango or Brazilian singers in Argentina. There is always like a theme, like a concept with music surrounding it. And this latest edition is really fitting for this show because it was about songs in English that were covered in Spanish. There are some interesting examples, and we're gonna be playing the original a little bit, and then the Spanish language version of that song. And I repeat, you can find an interesting selection of songs that you'll know in the English speaking world, but maybe you never discovered the Spanish language version. Even though here in Argentina and in other Spanish-speaking countries, we may be more familiar with the Spanish language version. The one I picked is a song originally released by The Byrds, the American band of the West Coast of the mid-60s. I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. This is the original rendition.
Stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Baby, for a long time,
baby, for a long time,
you had me believe,
you had me believe
that your love was all mine.
That your love was all mine.
very 60s sound with this I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better by The Byrds. That was also covered by Tom Petty some years later. But that's not the cover we're gonna be playing on today's show. We'll play the Spanish language cover of this song, which was released in the 1980s by the legendary rock icon from Argentina, Charly García. There it goes. It is called Me Siento Mucho Mejor, which is practically a literal direct translation of the original title. That's Charly García with his Spanish language version of I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better, originally released in 1965 by The Byrds. In Spanish, this one is called Me Siento Mucho Mejor, and it's a staple in parties and in weddings. People are really cheered up by a song like this. And here in Argentina, many rock fans are unaware that this is a cover. They believe it's an original Charly García song, because apart from being a very talented musician and very popular singer, he's a songwriter, a very important songwriter. And this way, we come to the end of this edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English, the weekly edition that we have been producing, that I've been producing from home during this pandemic, as the lockdown continues in the country. Let's hope we are able to bring you a daily program Mondays through Fridays soon, produced from our studio in the central building of Radio Nacional over there on Maipú Street. I'm Fernando Farias. This was Rai Argentina to the World in English, that is via WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz, and also via internet on raya.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.